Well, the US Senate has adopted ground rules for President Trump's impeachment trial after nearly 13 hours of rancorous debate on day one. Democratic prosecutors clashed with Mr. Trump's lawyers over the process, while Republicans rejected Democratic demands for more witnesses to be called. Simon Marks is LBC's Washington correspondent and has been keeping an eye on proceedings for us. Simon.
Well, Ian, we are now off and running. We're getting to the meat and potatoes of the trial. The arguments over procedure are behind us, and the opening arguments about the president's conduct are now underway. And for Republican ears, the last couple of hours have been absolutely devastating. As Congressman Adam Schiff, the Democrats' lead impeachment trial manager, is very carefully and cogently laying out the case against the president, beginning with that controversial phone call last July with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Upon release of the record of the call, President Trump claimed that the call was perfect. Far from perfect, the call record revealed a president who used his high office to personally and directly press the leader of a foreign country to do his political dirty work.
That dirty work, of course, digging up dirt on former Vice President Joe Biden, the man who could be President Trump's opponent in this November's presidential election. Congressman Schiff went on to describe what he called a White House scheme to cover up the president's abuse of power, aided and abetted, he said, by the president's top team, Vice President Mike Pence, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, and one member of the legal team who is currently representing the president at the trial.
When you focus on the evidence uncovered during the investigation, you will appreciate there is no serious dispute about the facts underlying the president's conduct. And this is why you will hear the president's lawyers make the astounding claim that you can't impeach a president for abusing the powers of his office. Because they can't seriously contest that that is exactly what he did. If this conduct is not impeachable, then nothing is.
Now, Congressman Schiff is correct to observe there that Republicans are not denying that the president did what he did. They're simply saying that it doesn't rise to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors, that open-to-interpretation language that defines impeachable conduct in the U.S. Constitution. President Trump, wrapping up his visit to the World Economic Forum in Davos earlier today, was exuding confidence.
You show up at your trial any day?
I'd love to go. Wouldn't that be great?
So
wouldn't that be beautiful? I don't know. I'd sort of love to sit right in the front row and stare at their corrupt faces. I'd love to do it. I don't know. Don't keep talking because you may convince me to do it.
But he also got himself into more hot water, first telling reporters that he will try to block his former national security adviser, John Bolton, from testifying at the trial, even if a handful of moderate Republicans join the Democrats next week to demand it. And then, in an off-the-cuff remark about the performance so far of his lawyers, the president, charged with obstruction of Congress, appeared to concede that by stonewalling the Democrats, he had committed it.
We're doing very well. I got to watch enough. I thought our team did a very good job. But honestly, we have all the material. They don't have the material.
That is exactly the point that Democrats have been trying to make. The president there providing rocket fuel to their argument that by burying documents and banning witnesses from testifying, he's deliberately tried to obstruct the impeachment process. Before today's session of the trial began, his lawyers could be seen huddling in heated conversation right outside the entrance to the Senate chamber, doubtless aware that at any point during this trial, a single presidential remark or tweet could cause serious problems, Ian, for their defense strategy.
And apparently Donald Trump has also said he wants to extend the travel ban.
Yes, we are going to get details of that, we think, over the next day or so. The president in Davos saying that it's a dangerous world out there, and so he now plans to extend his travel ban to a larger list of countries. He didn't identify the countries, said he would leave it to his top officials to do that, but reports here indicate that Belarus, Myanmar, Eritrea, Kyrgyzstan, Nigeria, Sudan, and Tanzania could join the list of countries from which travellers will be banned. Large numbers of those, of course, have substantial Muslim populations, but some do not. We're waiting still for the details of this. It will once again kick off, reignite a major debate over the president's immigration policy, one that he no doubt relishes as he gets ready to advance his campaign for re-election later this year.
Simon, thank you. That's Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent. You